You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. It's not hard to find a staging of the Nutcracker Ballet around the holidays, but this year the ballet company that started it all is coming to Western Michigan University's Miller Auditorium. The Moscow Ballet will dance the Nutcracker next Tuesday, and they've asked the WMU Symphony Orchestra to accompany them with the live score. Conductor Bruce Uchimura says the orchestra has been working hard to put this program together in only about 5 weeks. I talked with him about why both groups are excited to perform together.
I think they inquired about whether there were orchestras around that could play live music, because I think they constantly look for that, because I think when in a touring company like this, since that's not a given, they use canned music, which is for them fine, but not as exciting as a live orchestra and so forth.
How does that work out, since obviously the Moscow Ballet is not here with us now? How do you make that work with the dancers and the musicians and making sure that timing is just right?
Very good question. So, yeah, for my research, and there's a lot put on me since I'm the conductor, and ballet, as you know, is strictly about the tempi. You know, so it can't be too fast, it can't be too slow. It has to be exactly what they've rehearsed and so forth and so on, within, you know, a small margin of error. So, yes, Moscow Ballet came very well equipped. They have a DVD of their performance. What they do, they also have a CD and the newest version, 2014, which that is on that CD are all the tempi that I need to know in order to rehearse the orchestra and be ready for them when they come in. We have one rehearsal, by the way, with them on the day of the concert. I should tell you, but I think it'll be fine.
So you're not hyperventilating, you're doing okay?
No. And they've been very helpful in terms of correspondence. I had several questions, of course, on the score, because there were some discrepancies between the DVD and the CD. But they all responded immediately to my questions and are in touch with the appropriate ballet master and so forth and so on for all the specifics. And nothing that we can't make small adjustments the day of the performance. So
we talked about the length of the piece. What are some other challenges in this music?
It's so well known, you see. And in some ways, I think, again, with ballet, it's always about the tempo. So if the tempo is too fast or too slow, it can wreak havoc with the dancers. You know, that's really our... Consistency is another thing. You know, because the music is so well known, you want to represent it well. And that means you have to be on your toes and you have to play it just like a recording, so to speak, because that's what the dancers are used to. So that's going to be a challenge, I would say, because, you know, although our students are superb and of professional level, they are not professionals yet. So during a live performance, kind of anything can happen. But I know this orchestra, and I know what they're capable of, and I'm not worried about that.
Well, obviously, this is a very proud moment for you as the conductor. And what about the students? You know, are they excited to have this experience and also maybe have this on their resumes?
They were so excited because I don't know one American kid that hasn't grown up with the Nutcracker in some shape or form.
That was Bruce Uchimura, the conductor for the Western Michigan University Symphony Orchestra. The symphony will perform the Nutcracker live with the Moscow Ballet on December 2nd at Miller Auditorium, as will about 60 children from Kalamazoo's Ballet Academy and the Academy of Dance Arts in Portage. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.